Pardon.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, and if you want to get involved on air, the lines have been filled, as usual, the entire broadcast. You just wait till you hear me go to a call and complete that call, and you can dial in and get into a line, maybe. Love to hear from you. I know we've got Antoine holding the longest. We're going to get to you in a minute. Vince, TJ, Ryan, Todd, Jimmy. We're going to get to everybody. Last hour, I was talking about genetic engineering. And cross species is very dangerous because it gives rise to super viruses, new bacteria, causes chain reactions in the food chain that can kill a lot of animals. The honeybee, the European bee, as well as some of the domestic forms of bees, are disappearing, are dying, and it's extremely serious. It's happening all over the world where a lot of pesticides are used, where this Asian mite's been introduced, but it's being accelerated, and they're finding a connection to total die-off where they've been exposed to just one type of Monsanto, BT corn. Now, again, Starlink corn had been altered and caused serious illnesses in those that accidentally ate it. Remember hearing about that? I mean, this stuff's really, really serious. But humans are a lot bigger, a lot stronger. A bee's kind of a canary in the coal mine. And they pollinate things. They allow plants to continue the reproductive cycles, and not just the food crops, but you know, everything from oak trees to flowers to the, you know, to the bluebonnets. It's extremely serious, and it goes on to say that they found in different university studies, we have several here that found the same thing, and Der Spiegel's reported on it, the Chinese reported on it. It's been in some of our newspapers, but it's still not popularly known, and that is there's a clear link to the bacteria genetics they put into the corn, causing a autoimmune response, a lack of autoimmune response in the digestive tract of the bee. And for those that don't know, honey is bee vomit. And the bees eat pollen, and then they regurgitate it to store it for the winter. And so you need to understand, folks, that that's also why there's so much pollen now. 70% of the bees gone. I think it's more than that. I mean, where are they? I think I've seen like one bee since spring started. In fact, I was outside my office, outside my house. They got those mountain laurel or lilac, and I go out on the green belt, and I'm looking for bees. I'm over to flowers. And where are the bees? When I was a kid, every flower would have bees on it. Where are they? I think I've seen like one or two bees. This is a big deal. But meanwhile, please don't hear me talk about this. And then when some 18-year-old college student knocks on your door and says, I'm here from the Nature Conservancy. The earth is dying. The salamander's in trouble. Will you sign up to give us $50 a month to help get ordinances passed to protect our earth? All they did was go and take farmers and ranchers' land back in the mid and late 90s. First, they wouldn't let them build on it or use it. Then they sold it for pennies on the dollar. Then they take the restrictions off and build five-star spas and million-dollar ranchettes. Total fraud. The environmental movement is a criminal group of degenerates. Okay, I've studied them. I know more about that than I know about genetic engineering. I've interviewed all the experts. I've seen the horrors. I've seen what they do. It's a land-grabbing socialist group bankrolled by the big banks. And again, the low-level environmentalists, they mean well, folks. But they're taught, don't let highways be built and restrict development. Don't let people farm and ranch and don't do this and that. You see? Instead of don't dump nerve gas in the ocean and don't cross species and then have no idea what it's going to do and just plant it in the open air. If the Nature Conservancy knocked on my door and was introducing legislation and lobbying and said we are trying to criminally go after Protegene for planting in the open air in 90-plus locations live pharmacological corn that had live AIDS virus in it. We, HIV virus. Before you roll your eyes, go Google it. There's a research farm they had right outside Austin. I don't like breathing it. So before you sit there and roll your neocon, gun-grabbing, open-border-loving eyes at me, you're not real conservatives, just shut up, and you go check out my claims. And start getting on some real issues. And for you stinking liberals, stop going off what the corporate media pushes and what they tell you important. They know you're concerned about the environment, so they con you with false avenues of getting something done. I'm sorry. I'm frustrated because I want to go to your calls, too. I'm done talking about the bees. Just type colony collapse disorder. Type bees into a search engine and just click news. And go do a few hours of research. No, but you're not going to do that. You saw video on the news this year of polar bears stranded on ice. They can't swim. They're going to die. Polar bears can swim up to 300 miles. They routinely swim 100 miles. They go to ice floes to hunt whale. They can haul in a beluga that weighs twice their size. They're just the most powerful creature on the land I've ever heard of, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, don't, you don't believe me? Just type polar bear killing beluga into YouTube. You'll get hundreds of clips. I was doing research. My wife walks in and goes, what are you watching this horrible bloodiness for? And I go, I heard they could haul in a beluga. I didn't believe it. You can watch one with one arm, go, yeah, right into the water and just pull a beluga out, a huge white whale, and start gobbling it. Oh, the bear can't swim. No, it can just swim 300 miles in the Arctic Ocean. I mean, you just the Earth, we better do something. Global warming, we're all dead. The UN proposes a carbon tax, Washington Post. A new idea just came up. Oh, no, I read it in UN documents 12 years ago. A carbon tax, a tax on you to global government that has nothing to do with polar bears. Let me tell you what's dying. The honeybees, ladies and gentlemen, not the polar bears. Their population has exploded. By the way, polar bears have been dug up as far south as Minnesota. Their range was once much greater. But their population now is larger than it was 50 years ago. Oh, just type that. Don't believe me. Type polar bear population exploding into Google. You'll get again, folks. This is what I do. I check stuff out. I mean, 5-6 years ago, you say, "Well, was global warming real?" I go, "Well, there's some climate change. Looks like the sun's heating up." By the way, since the sun has had accurate measurements the last 200 years, it's the brightest it's ever been. The ice caps on Mars are melting. I know I said that last hour. I mean, they had frozen moons, you know, orbiting Jupiter and Saturn that have now melted and have got methane oceans. The whole solar system is heating up like gangbusters. We're going to come back and do phone blitzing until I get to Ryan and Antoine and Vince and TJ and Tom and Jimmy and everybody else that's holding. I'm just going to bam, bam, bam through your calls. I know it's all great info. I've covered one topic so far, and the show's done that much, you know, got 45 minutes left here. We got D. Howard Hunt going public before he died. It's now released that, yeah, the government killed Kennedy. Well, we didn't need to be told that. We already knew it. Thank you very much, Rolling Stone cover. We got what's going on over in Iraq. Saying, yeah, I'll be there forever. Yeah, so what? Shut up. And we've got drill angers conservatives. They're mad that the drill was a drill of parents who scream, we're Christian conservatives, against separation of church and state. Why aren't the parents mad that they do the drills coast to coast and point loaded? And by the way, they've been loaded. They've shot kids in the head before and shot Cop of the Year in the head in Fort Worth and shot a kid a few years ago in the face in Michigan. But they go in with guns, unannounced. The kids freak out. We're talking sometimes 6-7-year-olds. And then they scream, we're homeschoolers, we're going to kill you. Oh, you don't believe me? In Michigan, it was an AP 3 years ago, they threw fake blood on them. Oh, it's not enough with the re-education brainwashing. They run in and throw fake blood on you and then scream, we're going to kill you. And we've got video on my film road attorney of these little kids going, aah! I mean, it's like, you know, something out of a horror movie, folks. It's conditioning setting the precedent. Cops can't do no harm. They're fighting the honeybees. I mean, you know, this is what we're talking about here. And you have no, but see, they've made conservatives mad. Oh, that'll mess up with your programming. They said the word conservative. Now all the fake conservatives listening will go, cannot compute. I better be for the cops. I better be for putting guns at kids' heads. But it says conservatives are mad. What do I do? Because you're in a false paradigm. You need to break your conditioning. I got all this other news. It's just masses of it. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. My new film's Terror Storm. Get it today at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back for phone blitzing, and then I'm going to rampage through the news as we defend the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 6, 2007. Gold is at $674.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $697.88, $351.49 for half ounce, and $175 for quarter ounce coins. That's $697.88, $351.49, and $175.75. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With it.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
And there is one line open now at 877-590-5525 or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. This is a syndicated broadcast, and we're glad that so many of you are on board with us. Okay, let's get to the calls. We're going to go to Ryan, an Iraqi vet, next. But first up is Antoine calling from Brooklyn. Antoine, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. As you mentioned earlier, the JFK assassination conspiracy is still an open, ongoing investigation. I was watching LBJ's mistresses talking about the Texas corruption and the politics there. And it's amazing, like, Texas, really, the politics that go on in Texas, it really affects the nation.
There's no corruption in Texas or any government anywhere. Government is where life and goodness and happiness and honor flows from. It's the family and individuals that are bad. We need a government and a CPS grabbing all the kids. And I just love government. I mean, how dare you?
But don't you think Texas is unique in some ways in the events that have taken place there, like JFK's assassination, the Bush family, LBJ, and the oil money and Enron and all that?
It is, especially in the past, per capita for the population, a lot of big events. And they've been saying for 100 years, as Texas goes, so goes the rest of the nation. And Texas is very influential.
Well, it sounds like the Wild West out there from where I'm sitting.
Well, I mean, it's pretty darn corrupt in New York, too, my friend.
Oh, no kidding. No,
I mean, Giuliani's dad and uncle were admitted mob bosses. It's been in mainstream newspapers, but the average person, you tell them that, they go, huh? We got a report up on it on JonesReport.com.
He's doing the impressions from the movies and stuff.
Well, that's what's gotten attention now, is that he loves to talk like Don Corleone. Let's go ahead. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Yeah, we'll get into the JFK thing after the break if we take more of these calls. Ryan, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Calling from Illinois.
Hi. I recently saw an interview that you did with Aaron Russo, where in the interview, Aaron Russo stated that the actual economic system we have in this country more closely resembles communism or socialism than it does capitalism. And how...
Yeah, that's true. He's the director of American Freedom to Fascism. He made some Eddie Murphy movies and some other stuff. Good friend of mine. We carry it at Infowars.com.
He mentioned how one of the pillars of Marxism actually is a central bank, which we obviously have.
Yeah, now let me explain this. I don't believe, and Aaron doesn't believe, that it's a communist conspiracy. The big banks publicly, this is mainstream history, if you go look in the right places, it's admitted, funded and financed Lenin coming to power, keeping Stalin in. They put Mao in 49. Again, I've even seen that on mainstream cable. They've had the CIA guys going, well, we actually thought Mao was better. And David Rockefeller in 76 wrote an obituary for Mao Zedong in the New York Times. I actually have the microfilm. We went and got it for the new film I'm making. I don't just have the quote off the web. I have the New York Times with that piece of trash, David Rockefeller, openly lauding Mao Zedong. Because they consolidated. Carol Quigley, the head of political science at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's main mentor, who Bill Clinton thanked in his acceptance speech once he became president after he'd been sworn in. Whatever that speech is called, wrote a 900-plus-page book called Tragedy and Hope, admitting we're for world government, we control the communists, the fascists. Communism, fascism, it's all still just consolidated big government. And it's just different how they administer it, yes.
Okay, also, I wanted to ask you what you think would be the best book that I could read to help me understand this matrix that we're living in.
You know, I really don't think there is just one book. I really, and we're such a visual society. I mean, what facet? You've seen America, Freedom to Fascism on the Federal Reserve and the IRS and who really rules this country. Have you seen Terror Storm?
Yeah, absolutely.
Terror Storm's the history of government-sponsored terror, how they stage terror attacks. That's one of their key modes to scare us into submission and forward their aims. I would read Tragedy and Hope, 900-plus pages by Carol Quigley, and that's from their perspective saying how good it is.
Tragedy and Hope?
Tragedy and Hope. Good. You say you're an Iraq vet. When did you get back from Iraq?
About a year ago now.
Boy, I hope they don't send you back for the Iran fiasco they're cooking up.
Well, they can try. It ain't going to work. They could try.
What percentage of the troops when you were in Iraq were buying into the official story?
Well, you know what? I got to say, I spent a lot of time in guard towers, with nothing to do but just talk to fellow soldiers while I was over there. I think that most of them realize that, this whole thing is wrong, and we were part of the problem. Not the solution while we're over.
But see, the problem is the solution. See, we're not, as Americans, we hear this illegitimate government. It's not our government. I am pro-America. I'm not for this illegitimate government. And, they say, oh, well, the war on drugs. Yeah, there's triple the heroin, double the cocaine that there was 12 years ago, and more people in prison than ever. But the war on drugs is failing, so we've got to boost the funding again. Well, wait. No. When you find out it's actually approved drug cartels and banks laundering the money, and that our government literally and private banks control the drug trade and steer it, and then use it to militarize our society. The war on drugs is a great success, man. They're shipping more in. The country's falling apart. Same thing with Iraq. If you're a defense contractor, a bomb maker, or Halliburton, now moved to Dubai, not America anymore for you neocons. Of course they slit our throats and left. You know, Carlisle Group, look at it. Do they make more money in Iraq if we're there 6 months, get the power on and leave, or if we're there 30 years later?
Yeah.
If we're there 30 years later, and I appreciate you, sir. And I know it's scary to realize you've been conned, but that's what they do. They use the troops. They use the people they killed on 9/11. They use the valiant police and firefighters and emergency workers from 9/11. And they, the very people that carried it out, use them and use their memory. Well, we're taking their memories back, ladies and gentlemen. We're not letting them expropriate our symbols anymore. Let's go ahead and take another call. I think I've got time. Let's jam in Jimmy in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I just went to the 9/11 Truth meeting in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It was fantastic. There was probably, I could kiss Rosie O'Donnell, yuck. But there was probably a third of the people I talked to were fence setters. And I think Mr. Rodriguez's presentation really changed a lot of minds.
He's one of the heroes, the janitor who took the fireman up with the key to get the people out. The building collapsed on him. He saw the bombs going off. And every time he's been on national news and said that, they cut it right there.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were saying. They'd never.
It doesn't matter now. We got hundreds of firemen and police on tape saying it. So.
Yeah, and I don't know what he would know. He was only there that day, you know. But there was a lot of different people there, and I think maybe probably a third. It was probably 240 people or so, and I'd say a third were fence setters. And
yeah, there's a lot of new people now waking up. I mean, that's the point. People say, well, who cares if Rosie O'Donnell speaks out about 9/11 being an inside job? What does her opinion matter? The point is it makes them look at all the Air Force colonels and generals and officers. Like a couple a week are going public now. I'm interviewing two of them a Monday and Tuesday. I mean, folks, we're talking Republicans, conservatives. Are going public, going, George Bush is no conservative. The government carried out 9/11. I'm a fighter pilot and commercial airline pilot. I couldn't fly those maneuvers. All the people we've talked to personally, quietly behind the scenes, are now going public. And look, this thing, they can't put it back together again. They went too far. This isn't 1963 where you can blow the president's head off in secret government and feed us a load of bull. We got the info war now. We got the information network. We're putting it out, and we're not backing off. You tried to destroy our republic with the North American Union. You tried to kill this country. You thought you'd get away with this. You're not going to get away with it. And let me tell the CFR and the rest of them, you're going to prison. And when you're found guilty of treason, you're going to hang from the neck until dead. We'll be right back.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodide. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back live, rampaging through your calls. I'm really going to accelerate through them now. Let's go ahead and talk to TJ in Wisconsin. TJ, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing today, Alex?
Good.
I gave you a call to say happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you.
And look forward to seeing you at Ground Zero this year. But I called in to tell you that a lot of us around the country do appreciate what you're doing, and you're very relentless in the fight. But you need to take a break every now and then, my friend. Spend some time with the family.
Every few months. I take off a few days.
I hear you, but it's Easter Sunday. You should be, you know, taking these 2 hours off today. Spend some time.
You know, I'm going to go. I did spend time with my family until about 2 today. And then I went and did some video work for about an hour and some voiceovers. And then I'm going to go back to the office. And today I'm going to, it's a light day. I'm only going to work till about 11 p.m. I mean, literally, when I go home sometimes at 8 o'clock at night, that's like a day off.
I hear you.
Last week I worked till 1 or 2 a.m., I think 5 days. But when you know they're terrorists carrying out attacks, when you know the honeybees are dying, when you know they're setting up world government and Bush is about to vote for total amnesty for the illegals, then they have the fake illegal group come out and say, oh, we're against Bush, he's hurting us. Then conservatives get fooled by that. It's a dog and pony show. See how that works? He's giving them total amnesty. They come out and protest and say that he's taking their rights away. It's just dog and pony, man. I got to do it. Listen, these people are killers. These people funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. They killed 200 million last century. They want to turn my country into a police state run by a bunch of Jack Bowers. But in the real world, Jack Bowers is a terrorist and blows up buildings.
I hear you, Alex. You definitely, though, you know, you're on the front line right there. You're doing it every day, day in and day out.
Well, I love it. I can't keep myself from working hard.
And your convictions definitely come through every time I listen to you.
I mean, when you know this stuff, you can't shut up. And I'm sick of seeing people get conned and manipulated and scammed. I mean, the New World Order is just a bunch of scum. It's crazy the things that are happening. And look, ladies and gentlemen, the world's never had anything good in it except people that stood up for what was right. It's always going to have bad. But, I mean, if good people weren't in the world, it'd be really bad. I mean, we got to do this. I'm not going to be apathetic. I'm not going to be jellyfish. I'm not going to be pathetic. I'm not going to be scammed. I'm not going to be conned. I'm going to be aggressive, and I'm going to fight for this republic. And we're going to win. I may not make it, but ideas are bulletproof, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Todd. Oh, I didn't see this. There's so many calls. He disagrees with me. Sorry, I would have gone to you earlier, Todd, if I would have seen that. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, brother. Alex, this is Todd calling from Corpus Christi. And a couple Fridays ago on your weekday show, you and Lucas were talking that people in Corpus, all they do is worship Whataburger. So first of all, I'm a vegetarian. Second of all, I'm out here working, maybe not as hard as you are, but
yeah, I worship Whataburger. It was a joke that Whataburger is based on there.
Yeah, well, you know, so obviously there's that kind of perception about Corpus, maybe.
No, it's a joke.
I just want to put this out there. I feel like sometimes I'm by myself here, actually. So I want to put out an email so people can get in contact with me. I have seen an InfoWars sticker other than the one on my car, so people are out here in Corpus. So if anybody wants to get in touch with me, it's bewareofbabylon@hotmail.com. And some big things are happening here. We just had the Ocean Securities Initiative Conference here, 25 delegates from 200 different countries.
Yeah, big UN grab our waterway system, yeah.
Yes, and if we could get something together here, you know, we can hit stuff like that. So just want to put that out there. And I love you, man. Whatever Easter means to you, you know, God bless you. We love you.
I hear you. No, I wasn't knocking Easter earlier either. I'm just was saying that the rabbit and the eggs is Ishtar. It is a symbol of fertility, like the Playboy bunny. That's a symbol of fertility for 3,000 years. That's why Hugh Hefner used the picture of the bunny, because the bunnies, you know, well, they're into fertility, ladies and gentlemen. They multiply, absolutely. So I'm just saying, like the Christmas tree. I'm just into knowing what things really mean, okay? I like a Christmas tree as much as the next person. Smell good, they're pretty, whatever. You know, I'll haul them into the house, whatever. But just know it's a Tannenbaum. And it's an occult symbol. That's all I'm trying to get you to realize. Let us now go ahead and speak with Samuel, who's calling us from Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Alex, happy Easter to you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I was really glad to hear your rant on the genetic engineering scandal. This goes back so far. I want to give your listeners a resource to go back in the Wayback Machine. This goes back to 2000. On my website, as I was listening to your show, I dug back into an old talk show that I used to do. It was called The Green Wave. It was when I lived in Oregon. This goes back to 2000, year 2000. I interviewed one of the United States, the world experts, forefathers of genetic engineering, Dr. Alan Kapler. He was head of research for Seeds of Change in New Mexico for many, many years. This guy, genius, graduated at the age of 19 from Yale University, the very first world ever graduate of their genetic engineering program, right?
Yes.
This guy went to the Rockefeller Institute afterwards. He was approached by the demons, so to speak, in regards to utilizing what he has discovered in regards to genetic manipulation. And he said, screw this, man. And he ran in the opposite direction and has been a godsend to this planet. The guy, from that time on, in the late 60s, dedicated his life to seed saving and to
Now,
check this out, man.
Hold on. I might want to have you or somebody on as a guest or hear who you recommend on this, because I've done a lot of shows on in the past.
Alan's still alive. I could get him for you. There's a two-hour interview with him. I just dug it out of my archive in real media.
I'm going to have to move on here a minute, sir. I want to give you an email. Send me the link to your interview and send me your contact info to kevin@infowars.com.
Yeah, I got Kevin's email.
And to aaron@infowars.com. And between those two guys, we'll make sure that it doesn't fall through the cracks. But bring us to the bottom line of what he said.
The bottom line is he's parroting just what you're saying, that it's basically demonic, and he uses the word in there. These are demonic possessed people that have an absolute goal for global domination through control of the bare necessities of our lives.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're monopoly men, and they create monopolies. And they had a Monsanto. I know in 2000 it was in a major publication. It was in National Geographic. That's where I saw it. And they were quoting it like it was no big deal. There was a Percy Smizer case, a Canadian canola farmer up there. It was the CEO of that saying, yeah, we're infecting the entire genome, and then we own everything. I mean, they're trying to infect it all, so you have to eat GMO food. And again, we're talking about bug genes in your food, spider genes. We're talking about bacteria. We're talking about, I mean, this is crazy stuff. Let's go ahead and try to jam a couple more in here. Let us now speak to Jeff in Detroit, Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Good to talk to you. I want to thank you for all your hard work you're doing. You're right about when you know what's going on, it's really hard not to talk about it. I'm driving everybody I know crazy with telling them things that they don't want to hear. But you woke me up 2 years ago with 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and I thank you for that.
Thank you for watching the film.
And I've got every one of your films. I've got every film that you push. I met Bob Schultz a couple years ago, got involved with We the People, and what I've been doing is giving away volumes of all this information, all these videos, to everybody I know. Just watch it. Make a copy. Give it away. And what I want to tell that soldier that you were just talking to, there's a copy of a movie out there on Google called Capitalist Conspiracies. G. Edward Griffin did it. It's basically...
And he exposes how it's the capitalists behind the communists, yeah.
Right. Tragedy and Hope condensed.
Yeah, that is good. The Capitalist Conspiracy. In this program, The Capitalist Conspiracy, we will look at the, not at the accidental view of history, but on a system of it being by design. I'm trying to remember exactly what the film, but I just watched that again a few months ago doing some research. Do I have time to jam in one more? I don't. We're going to come back, and I'm going to just do a news blitz on all the news I haven't covered, like a minute per story. Bam, 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 bam. And then we'll try to jam in Chris Zine's Mike Harvey's calls. At least get to those five. Please stay with us. The new film is Terror Storm, ladies and gentlemen. You can watch it for free on Google Video. Just type Terror Storm, one word, into Google, and you can watch it. Be sure you watch the one that says high-quality version. Some of the uploads folks did aren't that good. Or you can watch it in super crystal clear quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going with your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, a huge report. We're going to go to Harvey, Mike, Chris, and others here in a few minutes. Huge report. Long story, didn't get to the kicker to the last page. From Rolling Stone magazine, the last confession of E. Howard Hunt. You know, he died a few weeks ago, and upon his death, he allowed the release of writings he did 3 years ago, the last time he thought he would die. And he lays out who the shooters were. We don't need, and it was a CIA operation, we don't need E. Howard Hunt to tell us that. Mr. Hunt, we had photographs of you there, along with the other two CIA operatives, the so-called tramps, all up there at their shooting gallery on the grassy knoll. Over 90% of the American people know it's an inside job, and now it's a fait accompli, the coup de grace. We know, end of story, same thing is going to happen on 9/11, is already happening. But that detailed report is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We have a link to a story from the online journal that's better, that just kind of boils down the report to two pages instead of 10 or whatever it is. The last confession of E. Howard Hunt, U.S. government CIA team murdered JFK. Unbelievable. And boy, when this broke, a whole bunch of old shooters started dying, including people convicted of killing killing a federal judge, Charles Harrelson, died real fast in federal prison when this came out. Don't want to be talked to. Not going to be talked to. He's beyond them now, isn't he? Just in case, a little loose end tied up. Drill angers conservatives, and this itself is a whitewash. As bad as it sounds, I've been covering this for years. I put it in the film Road to Tyranny that I made in 2002. We have video of it. I mean, the media thinks this is so normal, they show video. Unannounced SWAT teams in federally funded drills run in screaming, get on the ground, and sometimes in third and fourth grade, pointing MP5 submachine guns at them. And they scream, they yell, they cry, they soil themselves. Sometimes they won't let them have lunch. It'll go for 8 hours, and parents aren't even told. And I talked to the principal up in Michigan, the last one that happened. Remember a few months ago I talked about it, and he's a former colonel. And he said, that's how we get them ready for Al-Qaeda to hit. But in that case, everything's Al-Qaeda. Any government corruption, any CPS grabbing kids. You know, the governor won't know anything about the child kidnapping rings here in Texas and the horrible stuff in the youth commission and the rape rooms that are worse than Saddam's. Literally, it's on the front page of the paper today here in Austin. It doesn't matter, though. The government will save us. Drill angers conservatives, and this is the same thing. This came out in WorldNet Daily and Associated Press 5 years ago we first started seeing this, but since then every few weeks we see it. Texas, Michigan, Ohio, it's everywhere. This is out of Philly, Pennsylvania. And the unannounced come in and do all this, but the media is real slick at not covering that. No, conservatives are mad. The fake conservatives are mad, but they should be mad. But kind of the George Bush type, Jay Sekulow, who spent his own time attacking me, that in the program it was Christian conservatives doing the killing. And it was because they were mad about separation of church and state. The written scenario used by police during the drill described the intruders as members of a right-wing fundamentalist Christian group called the New Crusaders, who do not believe the separation of church and state, they among the strong contingent in their right to bear arms. So they were demonizing gun owners, and they were demonizing Christians. Folks, they've had drills in Michigan. This was in the paper, where they throw, unannounced, the cops run in and throw buckets of fake blood on you, and then scream they're going to kill you. Children literally start pooping themselves. Okay? In the parking lot, it started with throwing flashbang grenades, so they hear explosions. In one case in Minnesota, the teacher passed out and busted her head open. I interviewed her. They didn't even announce it. Just, door kicked in. She's like, traumatized, basically a mental patient now. We gotta do it to fight Al Qaeda. But, of course, the border's wide open. I mean, and illegals don't have to have ID to get bank accounts. Don't believe that. Type it into Google. You get Associated Press. I mean, we are the slaves. We are the cowards. We're to be taught how to be treated like scum. So they can do whatever they want with us. Here it is in the Statesman. Amid scandal, questions of pace and politics. And it says that 6 weeks have gone by and he's blocking the state from a... This is the paper saying this, not Alex Jones. Perry balked and lawmakers fumed, but face-saving strategy prevailed. For almost 6 weeks, Governor Rick Perry resisted state lawmakers every step on the way towards a nuking, a state agency with a culture of denial that for years had not addressed allegations of workers might be molesting youths. And now it's admitted. We went to the testimony. This is the admitted stuff, folks, where they were raping children. Okay, and I mean brutally, ladies and gentlemen. They had gladiator nights where they'd have them attack each other with weapons. I mean, this is something, and it was every one of these facilities. And they only would hire other fellow pedophiles. That's who runs things, ladies and gentlemen. How long have we told you this? And they're not going to do anything about this. Because it goes all the way to the top, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing's going to be done. They'll burn a couple and no bodyguards. They'll make a big deal about them hiring felons. And it's always some side issue. See, instead of going, why are they pointing guns and screaming at kids and terrorizing them? It's, why are they saying they're Christian homeschoolers. Well, that's bad, but that just goes with the whole thing. You see, here, the paper always focuses on some other issue. Oh, my God. There's good news over here. JBS is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Another NAU success, Missouri resolution heads to floor. They've overthrown the North American Union in three states, Idaho and a couple others. Now it's moving to the Missouri floor. The Missouri House Rules Committee voted to pass HCR 33, a resolution that would urge the Congress of the United States to withdraw the United States from the North American Union. In case you didn't know, since March of 2 years ago, we're in it, okay? My God. Continuing, road charges, equipment introduced by stealth. I've got three articles on that. From England to the U.S., they're putting in the microchip reading systems and will be in all your inspection stickers to tax you as you go down the road. It's been reintroduced, by the way, in the Texas legislature. And it also tracks everywhere you go. Remember that, not just taxing you. Not just on the toll roads, boys and girls. Oh, man, I am just rampaging through this as fast as I can. You know what? With the Iraq news, British troops have been told they'll be there at least another 5 years, London Telegraph. Folks, our troops are never leaving. In the official Pentagon plans, they said 30 years, okay? 30 years. 30, 30, 30. They lied the whole time. But that's all right, sir. You fought Al-Qaeda. Oh, and it's coming out in mainstream news about Bush's connection to Al-Qaeda, and they're saying, why does he claim there's a connection to Saddam when the real connection is to the Bushes? And the Wall Street Journal wrote about it again. Oh, business deals with Al-Qaeda going to come out? With the Carlyle? Did I say Al-Qaeda? I meant the Carlyle Group and the Bin Laden family. Excuse me. That's what they're talking about. Let's go ahead and take some calls here. Let's talk to Harvey. No, Chris is first. Chris in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
How you doing today?
Happy Easter.
I'm fired up. Oh, and I just want to say, I want to say hi to my family, and I love my family, my son and daughter and wife listening right now, and I fight this hard because I love them. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to say that I'm amazed on how much progress went on the Ron Paul campaign, and I'm really amazed about this whole thing because I really think there's a chance that he could win. I mean, at first I didn't think there was a chance, but I mean.
But see, that's how courage and duty works. You fight even when you don't have a chance to win, and suddenly you find out you're going to win.
Exactly. I just wanted to ask you: Have you ever heard of the Democratic candidate running for president called Dennis Kucinich?
Yeah, I've interviewed Dennis Kucinich.
Oh,
and he's right on the war and the Patriot Act, but he is a mega socialist. And so I would not, I mean, I would vote for him over Hillary Clinton or George Bush because, I mean, I think he is for real and he's good on a lot of things. We're already in socialism, so why not have a socialist, you know, running things? At least it's worse to have a Republican going, we're good conservatives, we're good Americans. When we're in socialism, you better have somebody just admit it. Unbelievable. And then that's how they talk, folks, the people that are into all this, who hate America, just want to feel like they're conservative while they destroy the nation. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Wyoming. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for holding.
Happy Easter, Alex.
Am I too crazed today?
No more so than usual.
Okay, good.
Hey, to the Iraq veteran, you know, the one thing we can do for each other is to give each other good information. Tragedy and Hope is a very revealing book, but it's dry as toast. And let me suggest some alternatives here. Des Griffin's book, Descent into Slavery, gives you a good bird's eye view. Dr. Stan, a host on GCN.
Brotherhood of Darkness.
Absolutely. So it's a short read, too, and he covers a lot of ground. Dr. John Coleman.
We're out of time. I got to take one final call. Harvey in Florida, you take us out of here. Harvey, hit him.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Talking about genetic engineering, that Monsanto and Dow bought up most of the small companies that went bankrupt experimenting. And they're
buying up the heirloom seed companies.
Oh, yeah, the suicide gene. And don't forget the Roundup Ready crops that are all over the country.
Devastating.
To you by Monsanto.
But it's all about monopoly. And then when it creates an environmental disaster, they'll have some new tax to get control of us.
We never needed one bit of it, Alex.
No,
it's an early investor, and I repent.
You repent, my friend. Well, God bless you. Sorry to cut you off. Back next week, 2 to 4 Central. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Great job to the folks running the show. Bye, adios.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.